What would you say is your best talent, the trait that you bring to the business?
Actually, I consider myself the VP of merchandising. I don't have a VP of merchandising, so that is me. I spend probably 80% of my time with merchandising because that is what I love. I love buying and selling merchandise. I love working with our buyers. We have 75 buyers. We have about 12 merchandise managers. So I work with the merchandise managers. They in turn work with the buyers. And so putting together almost 100,000 items, there's 55,000 items in the warehouse. There's probably another 40,000 items that we push into the stores that are seasonal that are not in the warehouse. And of that 100,000 items, there's tens of thousands of those that change from year to year. So it's constantly adding new products and purging old products. If I have a giftedness, it's more being the master merchant of Hobby Lobby stores.
75 buyers, they're pretty much given freedom to buy without a whole lot of direction from you?
No, not a lot. We get together and talk about philosophies and things of that nature, but I don't okay any of their orders, but we just talk about the bigger picture, where we want to go and what we want to do. Each one of them know how much space they have within the store, so their buying has to be within that. And when they're pushing something into the store, they know they have to sell X percent of it at regular price before it's closed out. So they know the math of the business. They can't just go out here and buy to the point where they carry a lot of product over and have a lot of markdowns. They have to live within a budget, and their budget is what can you sell. You can buy all you can sell, but you have to sell it within a given time and a certain percent of it at the regular price.
They do have freedom within that. But they could buy a clunker, I guess, and that does happen to every buyer.
Yes, and if you get too tough on them in that regard, then they're going to back off. Everybody's going to make mistakes, and so we hope that we don't make the same mistakes over and over. But, yeah, every buyer is going to make some buys that doesn't work.
Probably laugh about them later. Yeah. I don't know why did I buy that.
Right.
Well, how do you deal with them when they make those kind of decisions that don't backfire?
You know, I think most of our buyers now, because most of them have been around a while, have learned their department well enough that that doesn't happen a lot. You know, they'll have some things that don't sell, but we always have these percentage ranges that we talk about. When they buy Christmas, I say, I want you to sell 85% of it before you have to start marking it down. And if that happens and, you know, all the Christmas goes to half, all of our seasonal, we usually have a pretty good policy. Easter, 3 days at 50, 3 days at 66, 3 days at 80, and then 90. Well, it's all gone. We don't carry anything over, and they have to have an 85% sell-through. And then if you look at the math of where we started, the margins we started with, then it works for us. And so they give me their numbers, and they said, oh, yeah, I did do that. And I ended up with this margin because of my purchases. And within that, there's going to be items that don't sell. You don't worry about an item. You worry about the Easter season. You don't worry about 30 items that didn't sell. You look at the bigger picture and don't worry about that single item.